Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly. You're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die.
One of the biggest hits of the 1970s, Curtis Mayfield, Superfly. It was the song that went into the movies, the classic film Superfly, which, believe it or not, was 25 years ago. The genius work, which is one of the many genius projects of the great Curtis Mayfield, Chicago's very own Curtis Mayfield, born right here in Chicago, created much of his work right here in Chicago. Aretha Franklin said of Curtis Mayfield that Curtis Mayfield is to soul music what Bach is to the classics and Gershwin and Irving Berlin were to pop music. The New York Times called him the genius of gentleness with great songs. Not only this one that had its own purpose, but so many other great songs that were really anthems of their day and songs and messages which are still very relevant to things that are going on today. So a new book that's out called The Poetic License, Curtis Mayfield in Poem and in Song. This was a work that Curtis Mayfield was working on after he was injured in a stage accident that left him paraplegic. Curtis left us, but before his death, took the words of his songs and reworked them into beautiful drawings and in poems. And that's what is a part of the Poetic License book. And joining us on the phone right now, a real pleasure to welcome the widow of Curtis Mayfield, Altheda Mayfield. So nice to have you on with us, bringing back so many good memories with these songs and reading them in poetic form, Altheda, in your new book.
Right. Well, it's really not a new book. Let me explain exactly what ended up happening. He got injured. Being injured in New York, he was flown in here to Atlanta, Georgia, at the Spinal Shepherd's Center, which is a spinal hospital. It's one of the best we have in the world. I think it's probably, to me, the only one outside of the Miami Project. But that's a project. They're doing research there. Within that time of him being in the hospital, laying on his back, injured, I went through classes. As I went through them classes, they gave me about five things that I would have to deal with him, which is what most quadriplegics you have to deal with. I got him home. When we got him home, he's sitting there. He's worrying you to death. And all of a sudden, it just hit me. You're going back to work.
Mm-hmm.
He sits and he looks and he's quite upset about that. How could I put that in my mouth? I let him blow off his steam. When he got finished blowing off his steam, I turned and I looked at him and I told him, Curtis, God's given you a gift, and we're going to share that gift with the world. I walked out the room. About 10, 15 minutes later, he calls me and went, okay, get a pen and a piece of paper. I'm going to work. And he got his songs together. He started putting them in poem form. We met the nicest guy. I think, his wife had been in the studio when Curtis was up, and her husband was an artist. So we brought David Soto in. He sat with Curtis. As Curtis sat there and started putting his songs into my poetry, and David started drawing illustrations. So the book, to me, is very precious to my heart.
Sure.
One of the most, it was the thing that brought him back up, made him start understanding we have a gift. It's not over yet.
It represented kind of a rebirth after this tragic accident.
Yes, it did. From that point, he went nonstop. Okay.
Yeah.
It hit him. It was amazing to see. From that point, we're gone. He never stopped. You saw the will, the struggle in him, the determination to give back to the world. And this he started doing. He did several projects in there. With his mind being kept busy, he seemed to be into the most comfortable job at getting it.
Well, he must have felt also, it must have given him a real sense of hope, because anyone who knows the music of Curtis Mayfield, it not only was great musically and lyrically, but his songs were extremely socially conscious, extremely important on the problems that Americans and African Americans in particular were facing back then. And as I said in the introduction, problems that still people are still facing all these years later. But he must have felt like, I still have a chance to say what I want to say and to have my voice heard, even though my body's not cooperating right now.
That was it. It was a little bit of struggle there, but I was so proud of him. So proud of the simple fact that he realized his mind is not gone. We still have that. And he went to work in using it.
And this is all in the days before computers that assist people now, with quadriplegics, with voice recognition, and being able to have like a pencil in your mouth or something and type things out. He did it the old-fashioned way.
I don't mean to cut you off. He had to do it the old-fashioned way. Nothing on him moved but his head.
Huh.
So you can't actually say when you have a person that is down, that they can put a pencil in their mouth and write.
Right.
Because nothing's moving. He was injured. He had a 4C. 4C is quite high up on the neck.
Right.
Same as Chris Reed. When you hit that spinal cord and it's up high, it's a little bit more difficult than, say, in a paralegic. The fourth membrane was knocked out of place.
Yeah.
His spinal cord was not serviced, so we did have a chance there. That fourth membrane, when he got hit, just popped out.
Yeah.
So this leaves him with no motion whatsoever but his head.
Yeah, but
and his spine.
Still continued to contribute, still continued to to create art, and some of it is... in this recently re-released book, Poetic License in Poem and Song, that Altheta has out right now. What are your best memories, Altheta, from the heyday of it all? I assume some of it was right here in Chicago.
Yeah, most of it was in Chicago. I'm born in Chicago. Curtis is born in Chicago. I know I had a lot of happy times with him. You do have your bumps and challenges in that road. So you go through them bumps and challenges. But basically, to me, life was good at that time. He loved water. He seemed to have found his contact, per se, when he was around water.
Hmm.
Well, a lot of times you're being taken to the beach,
right,
climbing up on mountains, any place where he can almost sit. It was almost today we call it meditation, that he can sit up on a high rock and listen to the water hit the rocks, and he would sit there more or less into his meditating state. He loved this. So, I spend a lot of time at the beach.
Sure, I can imagine. So was it at the beach that he was inspired to write songs like you know, People Get Ready, or, you know, Freddy's Dead is other big hit song. Some of the other songs that are still played today over and over.
Superfly was done here in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
As he was traveling, he found a small house in Atlanta. He kind of figured in his head Atlanta was a young city that was going to grow. So he ended up buying a house. He ended up renovating that house, tearing it down, making it into a beautiful little place, and we're sitting 5 miles back up into the woods. With that, he put a pool out there, and this is where he came to do Superfly. He found it quite relaxing. He had, how do you put it? And I guess most of us have something inside of us that we're here, or we wouldn't be here. He had the gift of music inside of him.
Mm-hmm.
That music was there all the time. When he really had, he worked best under pressure. If you put him up under pressure, it was like a song would pop out of his head in a matter of seconds.
Wow.
And down it would go. He would jot something down on whatever there was there to jot it down on. If it was a napkin or whatever.
Yeah.
This is where he would jot it down. From there, he'd run into a studio and put it on a tape recorder. When he came in with that tape recorder, it was like a new birth. You've got a new birth here. The tape recorder would drop on the bed. I don't care what time of morning, he's going to wake you up, and he sits there and he listens. From that point, the rest of the song is just flowing on through. It's just going to flow right on through.
Wow. You must have been the first ears on so many songs that we, you know, that we consider just as part of the Great American Songbook right now, that people like Bruce Springsteen and so many others who have talked about Curtis Mayfield as being huge influences, a huge influence on their own careers. You must have been woken out of a deep sleep to listen to some of these songs, I would think.
By the time I think the songs got on the radio, I was tired of them.
Stop playing that already. I heard it already.
Right. It's like, my God, are they playing that old song?
I can only imagine.
Right.
Well, they are, you know, the songs are amazing. His story is amazing. You know, both as a young man and even more inspiring after his accident, where becoming paraplegic was not enough to keep him down. This book is a testament to that poetic license. Curtis Mayfield in poem and in song. And it's a real honor to have you on the show with us today, Altheda Mayfield.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you for inviting me. And we're coming up in, I also want to plug, we're coming back in up on our 40th anniversary of Superfly.
Wow.
We are going to put out a vinyl for those that are great fans and they want a vinyl of Superfly. We will be selling that. It will be out. That will be, and there will be T-shirts out.
At the CurtisMayfield.com?
At the CurtisMayfield.com.
That's amazing.
Our website. And I have a lot of things on plan that I'm planning on doing. A lot of things are slow. Some things you start, they fall through. I want to come back out and give my part of a story on a man that I loved and stayed with for over 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to give that story out to the public for them to enjoy, where they can literally kind of understand Curtis a little bit more and his work, his depth, the sensitivities that are there, that was inside of him, and how he saw this world into a perspective that he could put it into song.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I think about this when I, you know, went back and listened to all the music how completely relevant many of them still are today. And the vision that Curtis had to be telling those stories and, you know, singing songs of hope and, you know, so forth 40 years ago, 45 years ago. It's part of the vision that you have, as you said, the gift that he had.
Right, the gift, all his purpose for being here, to change the vibration of our planet at that time that we needed quite badly, with the hopes that maybe we can kind of pull that change back in because we're still in a dilemma.
Yeah.
We need that help.
And you're continuing also with scholarships, I'm told, as well, right?
Right, with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Every year we give out we're starting to give out a scholarship to a musician that is struggling and give them that help that maybe they can continue on also to put a contribution to this planet.
Well, it's a real pleasure to talk to you, Altheta. Thank you so much for taking some time with us. I assume you're rooting for Atlanta today in the Super Bowl, are you?
You know, I'm not a sports fan.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I thought we were just like that here in Chicago because we've had such bad football luck this year.
But, right.
All right. Well, that's interesting, too.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I enjoyed the book so much, and I hope everybody checks it out. Curtis Mayfield in Poem and in Song, Poetic License. Altheta Mayfield joining us, and you can get a lot more information when you go to curtismayfield.com. Altheta, have a wonderful day today, and thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you, Gene, for having me, okay?
It's my pleasure. It's 1154 WGN.
Now, praise be. That's what I say. Everybody's misused him. Him, another junkie plan, pushing dope for the man, a terrible blow, but that's how it goes. A Freddy's on the corner now, if you wanna be a junkie.